Donald Trump Jr. on testimony to Senate Intelligence Committee, there was nothing to change. By Christina Wong on June 12, 2019. Donald Trump Jr. sounded confident on Wednesday as he emerged from roughly 3 hours of testifying to the Senate Intelligence Committee and told reporters his testimony did not change from the last time he testified to the body. If there needed to be clarification because Michael Cohen, who, let's not forget, is in prison for lying to these very investigative bodies, I'm happy to do that, he told reporters. I don't think I changed anything of what I said because there was nothing to change. I'm glad that this is finally over. We're able to put some final clarity on that, and I think the committee understands that. No, Trump Jr. says the reality, there was nothing to change. There needed to be clarification, BC Michael Cohen, who let's not forget is in prison for lying to these very investigative bodies. pic.twitter.com/xnz6istju. Olivia Beavers, at Olivia_Beavers, June 12, 2019. When asked if he was worried about perjuring himself, Trump Jr. also told reporters, not at all. Before he walked in, he also told reporters there was nothing to correct. The Senate Intelligence Committee, which is wrapping up its investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 elections and if the Trump campaign engaged in collusion, had called Trump Jr. to testify after former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen suggested the president's son knew more about a Trump Tower deal than he had claimed in previous testimony. Cohen is currently serving a 3-year prison sentence for various offenses, including lying to Congress. Former White House official Andrew Sarabian noted Democrats' willingness to believe Cohen, a convicted felon, over Trump Jr. It's amazing how determined some members of the media/Dem members of Congress are to take the word of and believe a convicted felon like Michael Cohen, who is currently sitting in a cell for lying under oath, over Don. Cohen isn't exactly honest, Abe, and the media/Dems know it, he said.